It's Eats and Beats Wednesday. I'm delighted we found out about the third annual Local Food Summit. It's coming up next week right here in Denver, and the producers of that event are the Mile High Business Alliance. Their executive director is Mickey Langston, who joins us this morning in studio. Good morning, Mickey.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You are most welcome.
Third annual Local Food Summit. That sounds like momentum. It sounds like it's this local food thing is going to catch on.
Yeah, it is. We think so. This year, we have more than 50 organizations that have come together to help put on the Food Summit, including farmers and food producers and chefs from all over the state.
This is, as a summit, lots of workshops and, you know, it's as much what maybe the workshops as the handshakes and people finding each other.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The intention of the Food Summit is to help build relationships between people who are working inside the food economy all the time and make sure that we are continuing to develop the marketplace for local food as the demand for local food continues to increase.
Yeah, we've done stories in the past about food deserts. Can you walk to someplace that has local produce? I mean, good local food, or do you have to get on a bus? And then there are all other kinds of issues about how we get the food we eat. And you can kind of take it for granted, but what's important about local food that you think the general public still needs to get?
Well, food, there's not really anything more basic than the food that we eat. It is the foundation of ourselves and our community. And the great thing about food is not only is it foundational, but it's also delicious and an opportunity for us to celebrate each other and the communities that we live in. So I think in terms of what we want people to understand about local food is that what we eat really does matter. And the support of local farms and food producers is critical for building the economic framework and support for those farms to continue to thrive.
So is the definition of local foods food that is produced here? I mean, completely from start? I mean,
yeah.
had to be grown here?
Well, there's a spectrum of local food. So the most local food is food that's grown in the soil that we share. And we also believe that value-added food products that are locally produced are also important for our economy. So, for example, we don't grow coffee in this climate.
Right.
We can't. But we can ensure that locally owned roasters are building good relationships with those coffee farmers and importing coffee at fair prices and then selling it to local retailers and restaurateurs.
Yeah, that's a really good example because we do have quite a few local coffee.
We do have here, we have local roasters. You talk about value added. That's the people that take take products and touch them in some way and make them ready for, you know, for humans to get after.
That's exactly right. And you know, we can't we can't have the range of food that we love to eat
Naval
all the time.
Oranges. I want oranges in Colorado.
Right. But it does matter who it is that's a part of that process. And we don't think about those parts of the food system a lot, but there's lots of ways for us to support and grow that system.
Mickey Langston's executive director of the Mile High Business Alliance. They produce the Local Food Summit March 2nd and 3rd at Johnson & Wales. Nice place there at Montvieu in Quebec.
Yeah, we love that location. We've had several events there before. This is the first time the Food Summit is based there, which means we have more space for our breakout sessions, more space for our local food exhibit. And we also have a free CSA fair happening Monday night starting at 5.
Initials?
CSA means Community Supported Agriculture. So that's where folks in the community can actually purchase shares in a local farm. That helps add the capital that farmers need to purchase seeds and plant their crops in the beginning of the year. And then it gives them a share of the produce throughout the season.
One of the breakout sessions over there at Johnson & Wales on March 2nd and 3rd is about mapping Denver's food. Boy, Denver really on the map as a foodie place now, restaurants and chefs and everybody's talking about local and sustainable, but it'd be cool to see it on a map.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're super excited about that project because we know there's a lot happening around food. We have lots of CSA farms and members, lots of farmers markets and people continuing to start food businesses. But even those of us who work inside the food economy don't have a solid understanding of where all of those people are. So the mapping project is a great interactive way to visualize that more.
We'll point you to the website, milehighbiz.org, for more details. You're starting with a movie over at the C Film Center called Truck Farm on Monday night, the 2nd. What's the movie about?
Well, the movie is about a group of people who started a mobile farm in an old truck in New York City. So it was an experiment in urban farming. What are the ways that we can grow more food for people who eat it inside our urban spaces? So we're excited to show the film and talk about that as examples of what's happening in places like Denver.
Well, I guess if you can put jazz musicians on a flatbed truck and call it the Jazzmobile, it was 40 years, you should be able to get a nice deep dump truck kind of scenario, almost.
It's actually just a truck.
Just a truck.
You'd be surprised how much food you can grow in not a lot of space.
With dirt and things like that and plants growing out of it?
That's exactly right.
Wow. And in New York City. Amazing. Okay.
Oh, new discoveries in local food. The Local Food Summit is March 2nd and 3rd right here in Denver, produced by the Mile High Business Alliance. The website, milehighbiz.org. More information there, and we'll post a link to this interview and that information when we post this story on our website at kuvo.org. Mickey Langston from Mile High Business Alliance, thanks very much.
Thank you.